As the clock ticks down, the tears well up. Keep your eye on the red and the blue. At the final bell, it's a grand new flag. 57 years of torment eased and a curse lifted as McDonald puts the last flourish straight through the middle. Melbourne are premiers in 2021. The Demons win the Western Grand Final by a stunning 74 points. It's a great moment in the history of the code. So dominant for so long, and then struck by all manner of tragedy and misfortune. The curse that was cast lasted 57 full years. And Max Gawn and Simon Goodwin join Ron Barassi and Norm Smith as captain and coach of a premiership at Melbourne. And there'll be just no holding it back. It's a premiership for Barass, and it's a premiership for Neil Danaher. It's a premiership for the Irish eyes of Jim Steins and for David Neitz and for Gary Lyon. All the generations stitched into it. And they had the last quarter to fully celebrate the realisation as that siren in the west makes it so. The dream is theirs. It's 21 goals, 14, 140 to the Bulldogs, 10, 6, 66.
It's a goodie, isn't it, Jared?
It's a goodie, Hutto. Very good line. It's also a premiership for guys whose names aren't as big as Barassi. Guys like Greg Hutchison, guys like Stephen Smith, Kelly O'Donnell, Chris Connolly. I could go on for a decade of lots and lots of guys that busted their guts for this footy club. Didn't have the success. But they be all at home absolutely enjoying this moment in time as the curse is finally broken.
They kicked 16 of the last 17 goals.
Yeah, it's an amazing performance. But I think we all came in knowing it was either going to be a close finish of which the Bulldogs could win. If it was going to be a one-sided affair, there was only one side that could win by that margin, and it was going to be Melbourne if that was what was going to transpire. And it's amazing that it happened so quickly, so late in the game. I mean, midway through the third quarter, this was a battle of the ages and it turned into a one-sided affair.
At quarter time, Melbourne led by 21. At halftime, the Dogs led by 8. At three-quarter time, it was the Demons by 24 and 74 at the close. Bailey Fritch kicked 6 for the winners. There was 2 for Petrarca and for McDonald, 3 for Ben Brown, with singles to Salem, Jackson, Brayshaw, Oliver, Langdon, Neil Bullen, Sparrow and Pickett. For the Dogs, 3 each for Treloar and Bontempelli, with singles to Hunter, Norton, Smith, and that's Rourke Smith and Johannesson. Kane, give us a word from the stadium.
Oh, it's just the moment that you remember, the relief, the emotion, all of the players that didn't play. I mean, Richmond have started off a tradition. They're all out there with their Guernseys on.
It's great, isn't it, Kane?
It's brilliant. Particularly in the last 2 years, and always really, but when you've been quarantining, when you've been away for family for weeks, you are become a family. I assume not that I ever experienced that, but spending day after day together, all the stuff off the field, it's a full team premiership, and that's the way they're celebrating. I mean, there's heartbreaking moments everywhere. Nathan Jones we think of, but they've been the best team all year, and something about the bind that they've had when they haven't had the football, and how well drilled and structured, and the fact that they never ever lost belief in them. The scenes here are phenomenal, and one as a player, and you know, Jordan's lucky enough to experience it 4 times, but you've just got to relish every last moment tonight, because you just never know if you'll ever be back there.